It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening, everyone, from Johnson Brock High School. Tonight, we have girls Class C2 sub-district action for you, the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. Good evening once again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula with you tonight for high school basketball. It's a balmy 10 degrees outside here in Johnson this evening. Good night for indoor sports, I guess, and that's where we are as Johnson Brock and Elmwood Murdoch are getting set to do battle. Let's take a look at how these teams got here. Johnson Brock reached this sub-district final by defeating Southern last night. The final on that one was Johnson Brock 44 and Southern 24. And to be honest, that was a game that was maybe a little bit closer than that 20-point margin final score would indicate. Southern kind of hung in there with Johnson Brock for a lot of that ball game before the Eagles went on and coasted out with the 20-point win. On the other side of the bracket, maybe a little bit of a surprise, the ease at which Elmwood Murdoch handled Freeman. The Lady Knights defeated Freeman 39-25 last night, and Freeman was the number 3 seed, Elmwood Murdoch the number 2 seed, Freeman with the better record at 16-7, but the Freeman Falcons got cold. They couldn't hit a basket there in the second half, and Elmwood got out with a 14-point win. So, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights, the Johnson Brock Eagles, going to be tipping off here in just about 3 or 4 minutes. We'll step aside and take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Class C2 Girls Sub-District Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School, Class C2 Sub-District Girls Action, the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. Well, we tried to time it out here with our national anthem, and Randy didn't do a real good job of that tonight. We've just come back, and I was ready to go to starting lineups, but they're getting ready to perform our national anthem by the Johnson Brock High School Band, so we're going to step aside and take another one-minute break here. We'll take a 60-second timeout, and then we'll come back and have the starters for you right after this 60-second break on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
February is Heart Health Month, and Nemaha County Hospital wants to keep your heart beating strong. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and routine checkups are vital to heart health. Have questions about your heart? Schedule an appointment with your primary care provider today, and take care of your heart, because it takes care of you. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Inside Johnson Brock High School. Let's look at the starting lineups for this girls' sub-district game. The Elmwood Murdoch Knights come in here 18-6 on the year. They're coached by head coach Paul Dwyer. Coach Dwyer will go with Zoe Zirrett. Zirrett is 5'5 and a junior, averages 5 points per ball game. Annie Backemeyer is a junior at 5'8. She pours in 9 points per game. Brooklyn Mann's the leading scorer on this team, 5'6 and a junior, 14.5 points per game. Ashley Hurdle, Hurdle's a freshman at 5'10, 2.5 points per game. And Brooke Gowdy rounds out their starting five. She's a 5'8 junior, 9.5 points per contest for the Lady Knights. Starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles, coached by Jeff Ottman and Andy Buckmeyer. The Johnson Brock Eagles are 23-1. They lost their season opener to Lincoln Christian. They have strung 23 straight wins since then. They'll go with Brooklyn Behrens, a senior, at 9.5 points per game. Daly Pelican, she's a sophomore, 8.5 points per contest. Brooklyn Buckmeyer is a senior, averaging 4 points and 4.5 rebounds. Chloe Weiss, a senior, 7.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. And the leading scorer for the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles is Taryn Ottoman. Taryn, a senior, averaging 18.5 points and 8.5 rebounds for the Lady Eagles. They are 23-1 coming into this ball game. We've had the introduction of starting lineups now over the public address system. Both teams broke their huddle and come out to the center court. Taryn Ottoman will step in there to jump it up for Johnson Brock. And she'll jump against Ashley Hurdle, the 5'10 freshman. Here's the tip. Controlled by the Eagles. Chloe Weiss with the basketball into forecourt to the left elbow. Here's Daly Pelican with a long three that doesn't go. Rebound Ottoman. Follow shot doesn't go. Rebound Pelican. Pelican almost got knocked to the floor. No whistle. Gets the pass back up to the top of the key to Chloe Weiss. Weiss with a bounce pass. Oh, the ball went right through the legs of Brooklyn Behrens over on the right elbow. Brooklyn frustrated with herself over that. Lost the ball out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Knights. Knights with their first possession now on the dribble into forecourt is Backemeyer. On the right elbow with it is Zoe Zirrett. Zirrett to the top of the circle. Feeds it up to Hurdle. Across court to Manns. Manns the leading scorer on this team. Manns holds the basketball at the top of the circle. Penetrates to the free throw line. Can't get there. Baseline left side driving layup. Floater doesn't go. Rebound pulled down on the right side. Cleared out underneath. There's a long three that's up and off. No good. And the rebound to Backemeyer. Backemeyer come out of there with it. Stepped on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. No score in the contest. We've played nearly a minute here. 7:12 to go in the first quarter. Chloe Weiss on the dribble across the division line. Brings it into forecourt to the left wing. to Pelican. Daly Pelican goes around the defender. Back to Bice. Bice lob pass inside to Ottoman. Ottoman in traffic. Tries to go up with a shot. Got it! And the basket counts. That was an underhanded desperation scoop shot. She drew the foul and got the basket to fall. So a chance for a three-point play here. Taryn Ottoman with the first 2 points of the ballgame. She'll be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Brooke Gowdy. On Gowdy, her first team foul, number one. Free throw is up and good for Taryn Ottoman. And the Johnson Rock Lady Eagles jump out to a 3-0 lead here in the opening minute of play. Into forecourt comes Zira. Zoe Zira to the top of the circle, finds Manns with the ball. Manns across the perimeter to the left side. Now they go inside the paint to Gowdy. Trying to drive on the baseline. They feed it inside. The ball stolen away by Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer with the steal. Brooklyn Buckmeyer down court to Daly Pelican. Pelican top of the key finds Ottoman with the pass between the rings. Here's Weiss, feeds it to the right side. Shot is up and good by Buckmeyer. Give Zoe Weiss, or give Chloe Weiss credit with the assist there. Buckmeyer laid it off the glass, put it down, and was fouled. She'll be at the line for the and one. That foul is going to be on Hurdle. On Hurdle, her first. Free throw is up and off. No good for Buckmeyer. Johnson Brock up 5-0. Manns on the dribble. We'll set the offense to the near side to Zirat. Zirat holds the ball above her head. Top of the key to Manns. It goes across court. Backemeyer in traffic. Trying to move toward the basket is Gowdy. Gowdy under the bucket. Can't get there. Feeds to Zirat. Zirat back to the top of the circle. Manns long three up and off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up. It's off and Ottoman has the rebound. Taryn Ottoman brings the ball down court quickly to Buckmeyer to the right side. Finds Pelican. One dribble, top of the key. Chloe Weiss with the ball. Chloe feeds into Behrens. Behrens dribbling in a little floater. Unhandled. Up and good. Brooklyn Behrens had a big night last night. It's 7-0. Johnson Brock on top. Timeout taken by Elmwood Murdoch. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. Here's the inbound pass to Brooklyn Mann. She holds it up at midcourt, off to the left wing to Backemeyer. Now Zirat on the right elbow holds the ball. In traffic is Gowdy trying to move into the basket. She lost the basketball, stolen away with the steal is Buckmeyer. Down court to Behrens, the ball tipped away. Behrens got that basket just before the timeout there. She had a big night last night. 16 points in the ballgame, had 12 of those in the first half. Brooklyn Behrens made a nice move to the bucket a minute ago. Chloe Weiss is going to inbound it on the baseline under her own basket. Lobs it in, gets it in to Behrens. Now Brooklyn Behrens thought about the shot, comes to Buckmeyer with it to the left wing. Inside, they lob it to Ottoman. Ball tipped away and stolen by Hurdle. Asley Hurdle with the steal, gets the outlet pass to Backemeyer. Down court in a hurry. Here's Backemeyer, a little reverse lay-in, up, off, no good. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. On Buckmeyer, her first, team foul number one on Johnson Brock. At the free throw line, Annie Backemeyer, she'll be shooting two shots. We've played nearly 3 minutes, 5:09 to go first quarter. Johnson Brock up 7-0. Backemeyer at the line, first free throw up, off, no good for Annie. Annie averages 9 points per game on the season for the Lady Knights. Talked with Coach Paul Dwyer earlier this evening about this upcoming game. Second shot is on the way up, and it is good. There's the first point of the night. Coach Dwyer, he's very leery of Johnson Brock's size and all their experience with their seniors out here. Where's as coach speak? You know how they're never going to say they're confident. Inside is Behrens to the left wing. Pelican with a long three. Hits the back iron. Ottoman fights for the rebound. It's taken away by Backemeyer. Backemeyer almost lost a handle on it near midcourt. Big collision. Brockmeyer knocks Zierit to the floor, and there's a 10-second call. They didn't get the ball across. Coach Paul Dwyer is asking, how did Zierit get knocked completely off her feet to the floor by Brockmeyer and get a foul called? And I think all of the Elwood Murdoch fans are asking that same question on the sideline. Coach Dwyer still working on the ref over there on the sideline. Here comes Johnson Brock with the possession on the 10-second call. They give it in, and now a little bit of contact there and a whistle and a foul on Brooklyn Manns, and that's only going to stoke the fire over there as the fire, the foul is now called on Manns. Buckmeyer, quite honestly, just got away with one over there a minute ago. Inbounding the ball is Weiss. Puts it into Ottoman. Stolen by Zierit. Zierit got rid of it without traveling. Hands the ball to Gowdy. Gowdy works into the free throw circle. Ball deflected away to the corner left side. There's a three on the way that's off. And the rebound to Ottoman. Down quickly comes Pelican on the dribble. Pelican feeds it across to Behrens. Back to Pelican. Her shot is up. No, they're going to say she traveled. Traveling call on Pelican on the baseline. It goes back to the Knights. Off the bench, checking into the game now for Elwood Murdoch is Grayson Haynes. Haynes, a 5'5 sophomore, averages 4 points per game coming in off the bench. 7-1 your score. Johnson Brock on top. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Johnson. There's a pass, goes wide of the mark. We're going to say hello to our friend Owen Coons up at Elwood Murdoch. Keeps the score clock up there, the clock operator, good friend we've gotten to know over the years. I don't see him here tonight, so I assume, Owen, that you're listening to the broadcast tonight. We're glad to have you along with us. Under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, 3:56 to play here in the first period. 7-1, Johnson Brock on top with the basketball. Buckmeyer in the paint, gets it out to Pelican. Pelican to the near side. Comes to Weiss. Now Buckmeyer's going to try a long three that's off the iron, but Ottoman's there for the rebound, the putback, whistle, and the foul, and we'll put Taryn Ottoman at the line where she'll be shooting two shots here for the Lady Eagles. There were two or three defenders hanging on her in there. We'll have to see which one they charge with the foul. The foul's going to go on Annie Backemeyer, her first, team foul number 4. Taryn Ottoman at the line to shoot two. First one is up and good. Ottoman has 4 points now. That pushes the score up to 8-1. Johnson Brock on top. Ottoman ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up and in and out of there. Rimmed around and popped out the left side. Rebound comes down to the Lady Knights. Across the timeline comes Brooke Gowdy on the dribble. Gives the ball up to Grayson Haynes. Haynes, a cross-court pass back to Haynes between the rings. Right side, Brooklyn Manns puts it inside the paint. Losing the ball out of bounds, Ottoman knocked it out of the hands of Annie Backemeyer. It'll stay with Elwood Murdoch. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounding it, Backemeyer under her own basket. Into Gowdy. Gowdy whips it to the corner left side. There's a three that's off. A fight for the rebound, and Behrens wins that battle. Comes down with it. Long down court pass to Pelican. Up top, Buckmeyer. A cross court pass. Chloe Weiss back again to Buckmeyer. Now Pelican takes one dribble and feeds to Ottoman. Ottoman in the paint, gives off to Behrens on the left wing. Now Chloe Weiss with the ball. Again, they come to Buckmeyer with it. Down inside to Behrens. Bob pass into Ottoman. Shot is up by Ottoman. Off no good. Rebound Chloe Weiss. Top of the key, Buckmeyer. Shot clock winding down to 4, to 3. They're going to have to put a shot up quickly. Shot is up, but the buzzer went off. I'm not so sure that should have maybe reset. I thought the ball had hit the rim earlier on Ottoman's shot, but they did not reset the shot clock, and the shot clock alarm goes off. The basketball goes over to Elwood Murdoch. 2:38 to play in the first quarter here at Johnson. 8-1. Johnson Brock up by 7. Grayson Haynes with the basketball for the Lady Knights. Ball is tipped away by Chloe Weiss. Weiss with some pressuring defense down there. Chloe just knocked the ball right out of Grayson Haynes' hands. All right, Haynes inbounds the ball to Manns. Brooklyn Manns near side. Grayson Haynes into the corner, down deep, Backemeyer right wing. Ball nearly taken away. Zierit captures it, gets the ball back, dribbling to the baseline in the paint. Gowdy up top with it to Zierit for 3 off the rim. Rebound, Buckmeyer. Ball taken away and stolen by Zierit. Buckmeyer's outlet pass went right into Zierit's hands. Here come the Lady Knights back the other direction, trailing 8-1 with 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Right wing with the ball is Grayson Haynes. Weiss almost got the steal. Haynes with a jump shot. Won't go. Haynes got her own rebound. Follow shot. Still doesn't go. Rebound. Try for put back up and good by Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy with the first field goal for Elmwood Murdoch that comes with 1:43 to go here. And carrying the basketball on Ottoman, a turnover. Johnson Brock, after giving up the basket, turns right around and gives up the basketball. Looks like Pelican will take a break here. Daily Pelican sets out, checking in to replace her now. Will be Kinley Weiss, a freshman. Weiss, 2.3 points per ball game on the floor. She's been the sixth person off the bench throughout the season. Kinley Weiss on the floor. In traffic is Zira, jump shot, baseline underneath. Nothing doing. Rebound, Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer's had a big night here tonight, rebounding already. Off to Kinley Weiss on the right wing. Buckmeyer top of the circle. Brooklyn's pulled down several rebounds on both ends of the court here for the Lady Eagles. Weiss, bounce pass. Oh, she was looking for Behrens. On the baseline right side, the ball went behind. Brooklyn Behrens went out of bounds. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock, 1:13 to play here in the first quarter. 8-3. Lady Eagles up by 5. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
Tonight over on KTNC, the Sacred Heart Irish girls are squaring off with HTRS. That game started at 5 o'clock also. John Nixon has the call for you. That game going on right now on KTNC, Sacred Heart, and HTRS in the D2 girls sub-district. That game being played in the Rowe Activity Center in Falls City. My name is Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play here in Johnson. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for tonight's presentation. 8-3, Johnson Brock up by 5, Elmwood Murdoch with the basketball. In fourth court comes Brooklyn Manns. Manns feeds the ball to the near side. Fleshman in the lineup now out of the timeout. Fleshman lobs inside to Backemeyer. She can't get in against Ottoman. They have to come back out on the top of the key to Manns. Lob pass to Gowdy, right side. Shot is up, in and out. Rebound, put back up. Won't go, but a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be called on Chloe Weiss. On Chloe, her first personal, team foul number 2 of the period on Johnson Brock. At the free throw line, Brooklyn Manns. Manns the leading scorer on this team. 14.5 points per game. Here shooting 2 shots. First one is up and good for Brooklyn Manns. Cuts the lead to 4 now at 8-4. It was 8-1 there momentarily as Johnson Brock did lead by 7. Second free throw is up. This one is off, but Manns gets her own rebound and brings it up top to Zurich. Zurich with the basketball, tries to feed it into Manns, couldn't get it there, and a steal by Daly Pelican. Daly got the steal on the outlet pass up to Buckmeyer. Back it comes to Daly Pelican into forecourt. Between the rings at the top of the free throw circle stands Buckmeyer. Now Pelican, bounce pass, goes to Behrens. Open look, Pelican 3, in and out, rebound, Zurich. Zoe Zurich, outlet pass to the near side, Backemeyer. 19 seconds to play in the period. There's a long 3, bank shot off the glass, up and good by Brooklyn Manns. Manns banked it in, and it's a 1-point ball game. 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Weiss to the left side. 4 seconds. Again to Weiss. Weiss will have to launch a long 3 that doesn't go. There's a buzzer. After one quarter, it's a 1-point ball game. Johnson Brock on top, 8-7. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th, Saturday the 22nd, and Monday the 24th. All classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts for teens and adults, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. We have something for everyone. Find out more at hellmartialarts.com or give us a call at 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, after trailing 8-1 there in the first quarter, the Lady Knights finished the period on a 6-0 run to pull back within one. It's 8-7 as we move into the second quarter. Knights with the basketball. Gowdy on the right side of the free throw lane kicks it to the corner. There's a three from the corner that's up and off. No good. The rebound pulled down by Zirat. They bring it around the horn back to Manns. Manns penetrates into traffic. Can't get a look at the basket. With the ball on the right side is Hurdle. Hurdle traveled with the basketball. It'll be a turnover. Johnson Brock will get the basketball back. Just underway here in the second period of the girls' C2 sub-district at Johnson Brock. 8-7, Johnson Brock up by one, leading Elmwood Murdoch. They led it 8-1 earlier. Johnson Brock needs a basket this trip down. With the ball is Pelican, Daly Pelican. They feed it under to Ottoman, off the glass, up and good. Great job there to get the ball into Taryn Ottoman. I believe the assist on that one went to Brooklyn Behrens. Ottoman now has 6 points, and it's back to a 3-point Johnson Brock lead, 10-7. Opening minute here in the second quarter, 7:03 to play, second period. Right side is Manns with the ball. Manns in tied to Gowdy, a try for a shot up and off, no good. Brooke Gowdy tried to put that one around Ottoman, wasn't going to happen. Johnson Brock with the rebound, Ottoman brought it down court, gets it to Weiss. Chloe Weiss, there's Pelican for three, off no good, rebound Ottoman, follow shot, put back up and good. Taryn Ottoman has 8 points, and the lead is back to five now. Johnson Brock up 12-7, 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Zoe Zirat with the ball. Zirat, bounce pass comes to Brooklyn Manns, back to Zirat on the right wing. Now Manns has it deep in the corner, into Gowdy. Gowdy can't get a look at it, they collapse on her quickly. Under the basket, shot up and good, put in by Brooke Gowdy. They got it back to Gowdy for the putback. The lead is 3-12-9. Johnson Brock on top, 6:09 to play first half. Lady Eagles basketball. Ottoman in the corner. She's on the left side baseline under the basket. Pass comes back to the top of the key. Now Ottoman's going to put a three up from the left corner that won't go. The rebound to Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer outlet pass to Gowdy. Gowdy down quickly to the left wing. There's a jump shot off the glass, up and good on the bank shot. Brooklyn Manns, that's her second bank shot of the night. She hit a three like that earlier, and the lead is back to just one now at 12-11. Behrens goes to Ottoman. She dribbles in, little floater, up, over the top, no. Behrens rebound, follow shot put up, it won't go. Ottoman rebound, follow shot won't go. She'll be fouled, and we'll put Taryn Ottoman at the line where she'll be shooting two shots here. Think they're going to get Zoe Zirat for that foul. At least she was the guilty party there on Zirat. Her first team foul of the quarter. Ottoman at the line to shoot two. First one is up and good. Taryn Ottoman has now hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has 9 points. This one would put her in double figures if she can hit it. Johnson Brock up by 2, 13-11. Ottoman's free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good. The lead is back to 3 now, 14-11. Lady Eagles on top, 5:27 to play here in the second quarter. We're live at Johnson Brock High School tonight. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Here's a three from the corner, won't go. Weiss with the rebound, gets it down to Behrens. The run-out layup by Behrens, up and good. Boy, what a job Chloe Weiss did getting that ball thrown down court to Brooklyn Behrens. The Lady Knights did not get back on defense. Behrens had nobody anywhere near as she went in for that driving layup. Trying to back in is Gowdy. Gowdy guarded by Buckmeyer, can't get the shot up. There's a whistle and a foul in the paint. I think shooting the ball was Brooklyn Justice. That was Brooklyn Manns shooting. We do have a foul called on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. On Buckmeyer, her second personal. team foul number one of the quarter. Free throw is up and good for Manns. Manns has now made 2 out of 3 from the line. She has 7 points. The lead is back to 4. Johnson Brockett got it back up to 5 there momentarily. And now Elwood Murdoch fighting their way back into it. Second free throw is up, and it is off. Buckmeyer is there to pull down the rebound. Brooklyn Buckmeyer having a great night on the boards tonight. Boy, she's pulled down a bunch of rebounds already. A cross-court pass to Weiss. Weiss comes to Ottoman in the corner. Back up top, Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer thought about it and passed the shot up. Lob pass to Behrens in traffic. A slap foul. Somebody reached in on Brooklyn Behrens. Caught her on the cheek there, it looked like, maybe. See who they got. It's going to go on. Foul's going to be on Jalen Fleshman. On Fleshman, her first, second team foul. Not a shooting foul. Johnson Brock will have the ball. In it comes to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer hands back to Chloe Weiss for an open three. Bullseye! She got it from the corner. Nice shot there by Chloe Weiss. Hit the three from deep in the corner on the left side of the basket. The lead equals the biggest lead to the ball game. Back up by 7 now, 19-12. JB leads it as we near the 4-minute mark here in the second quarter. Lob pass stolen away by Ottoman. They got Behrens out ahead of them again. It comes to Weiss. Weiss with a floater. People all over on the floor coming down with it. Behrens gives it to Weiss again for a shot up and good. Behrens got the rebound. Put it back to Chloe Weiss, and Weiss with a little soft touch put the floater in, and it's going to be a timeout taken by Elwood Murdoch. 3:56 to play in the first half. Johnson Brock up by 9, 21-12. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The home equity loans here at Frontier Bank let you take advantage of the equity you built up in your home. Whether you want to finance home improvements or other major purchases, a home equity loan can help you achieve your objective. The interest on the loan may be tax deductible. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or schedule an appointment today.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Johnson Brock with their biggest lead of the ballgame here, 21-12. Lady Eagles up by 9. 3:56 to play in the first half here at Johnson. Coach Paul Dwyer took a full time out there to settle his ladies down there. One of the things that's happening here, Elwood Murdoch is not getting back on defense. Johnson Brock has, I know, at least 4, possibly 6 points now off that fast break where they're just not back there. Behrens was all alone on a couple of those lay-ins. All right, Elwood Murdoch has the basketball trailing by 9. Jump shot, left wing, doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Ottoman. Here's the fast break again. Behrens to the right side, kicks it up top. Buckmeyer around the horn. Ottoman's going to try the 3. Splice! Ottoman splice one in. Taryn Ottoman, that one was a 24-footer. She was way outside the arc. Nearly stolen again, over and back. Behrens got out here and was harassing Grayson Haynes, and they get an over and back call. Johnson Brock gets the ball back. Lady Eagles, biggest lead yet. They have doubled the score up now on Elwood Murdoch, 24-12, 3:29 to play here in the first half. After the over and back call, Johnson Brock gets the basketball with a 12-point lead. It's Chloe Weiss with the ball down into the corner. It goes to Behrens with it. Behrens lob pass back up top to Weiss at the midcourt circle. Across court to the far side. They give it to Daly Pelican. Inside to Ottoman, to Weiss. Weiss couldn't get the lay-in. Got her own rebound. Dribbles out of there and kicks it out to Buckmeyer for an open three. It's off the iron. It won't go. And the rebound to Brooke Gowdy. On the dribble, down court comes Fleshman with the basketball. Left wing, there's a long three from the corner. She got it. Hitting the three from down deep is Brooklyn Manns. Manns leads him in scoring with 14.5 points a ball game. She's got 10 already here tonight. 24-15, lead is back to 9. Johnson Brock led it by 12 momentarily. Ottoman is in the paint. to the near side in the corner. Now Behrens will try a three. It's off, and the rebound pulled down by Zoe Zirat. Zirat with a fast break finds Brooklyn Manns in forecourt, across court to the near side. Fleshman with the ball inside to Gowdy. Gowdy tries to work against Ottoman. That's not going to happen. Jaron Ottoman won't give her the baseline, and Gowdy has to put the pass back up to Zirat. Now inside it goes. There's Gowdy. The ball taken away by Weiss. Down court pass, and Pelican couldn't turn around and get to it. They got just a little bit too excited about coming out of there with the ball. They got the turnover and then threw it away. Leaving the game, Hurdle is going to take a break. And in to replace Hurdle, I believe back in is Annie Backemeyer. 24-15. The lead is 9 for Johnson Brock with 2:05 to play here in this first half. Elmwood Murdoch with the basketball. Turnaround shot in the paint. Annie Backemeyer with her first field goal of the night. Got it to go. She's got three, and the lead is back to 7. 5-0 run now once again for Elmwood Murdoch. They went on a 6-0 run at the end of the first quarter. There's another steal coming up with the steal is Zirat, then lost the ball out of bounds. Zirat had the steal, then dribbled the ball off her foot. Johnson Brock will get the basketball under their own basket. Fresh shot clock, 35 seconds, 1:41 to go here in the first half. Johnson Brock up by 7. Chloe Weiss. Chloe lobs it inside to Behrens. Behrens has it taken away by Brooklyn Manns. Down court quickly comes Elmwood Murdoch on the fast break, all the way under the basket, trying to get in to the lane for a shot that doesn't go. From the left side, a jumper up and good by Brooklyn Manns. Manns with 12 points now in the game. And there's a turnover. Nobody around. Johnson Brock just bringing the ball up the court. No pressure whatsoever, and they threw the ball out of bounds, trying to bring it back over to Chloe Weiss. Chloe didn't see the pass coming. Unforced turnover gives the ball back to Elmwood Murdoch, trailing now by just 5. 1:14 to go here. Nearly stolen by Chloe Weiss. Zirat gets it back. Bounce pass to the left side, trying to go in against Ottoman. Nothing there. Here's a three from the right wing that's up. Buckmeyer tips it out of there. It goes out of bounds. Touch last by Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer was trying to tip it over to Daly Pelican. Pelican just couldn't get to the ball. It went out of bounds in the corner. Inbounding it, Annie Backemeyer will toss it in. 1:01 to go here in the first half, 24-19. Johnson Brock up by 5. In traffic, falling to the floor, and we're going to have traveling is going to be called on Brooklyn Manns. Manns fell rather awkwardly, kind of happy to see she got up and she's okay. She fell to the floor in kind of an awkward motion there. 58 seconds to play. We're under a minute to go in the first half. Johnson Brock with a 5-point lead. Last time they were bringing the ball up like this all alone and threw it away. Chloe Weiss gets it across the timeline. Works to the left side of the free throw circle. Puts a bounce pass into Ottoman. Back it comes to Weiss. Now Behrens in the corner left side. They just lob the little lob pass inside to Ottoman. Ottoman turn around. Can't get a look at the basket. Comes back to Behrens with it. Behrens across court pass Pelican. Into the corner, Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer up top, Pelican to the near side, Weiss. Weiss feeds to Behrens. Left side, shot clock at 6. Pelican's going to launch a long three. She hit it! Daly Pelican, her first bucket of the night. She was forced to put up a 22-footer there as the shot clock was expiring, and she dropped in the three. The lead is back to 8, 27-19. 12 seconds to go here in the first half. Manns with a fall-away shot that's off. Pelican chases it down in the corner. 7. Oh, Pelican throws a pass in. Shot is up and off. No good. Threw the ball right to Hurdle. Hurdle couldn't get it. Here's Weiss with a shot at the buzzer that won't go. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles go to the locker room with an 8-point advantage. 27-19, our halftime score. Johnson Brock on top. We'll step aside for a 2-minute break and be back with a halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute timeout. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for. We're glad to answer questions. Full service guarantee. Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country pumping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Johnson Brock in this Class C2 Girls Sub-District. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading Elmwood Murdoch 27-19. Individual scoring for Elmwood Murdoch, Brooklyn Manns, not surprisingly, has 12 points at halftime. With 4 is Brooke Gowdy, and 3 for Annie Backemeyer for their total of 19. Free throw shooting, Elmwood Murdoch made 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, Taryn Ottoman with a big first half. She has 13 points at halftime. Cody Weiss with 5. Brooklyn Barons has 4. Daly Pelican with 3. And Brooklyn Buckmeyer has 2. That adds up to 27 for the Lady Eagles. Free throw shooting, Johnson Brock made 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. 27-19, that's our halftime score. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. Halftime in Fall City, Sacred Heart Irish are leading HTRS 27-24. Sacred Heart up by 3 over HTRS 27-24. That game being heard live right now over on KTNC. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute break here. Going to update you with that cold weather forecast. Another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with the exciting third quarter. That's coming up. You're enjoying high school basketball tonight on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marzuk with your weather for the tri-state area. As we head into tonight, we're going to be well below our average low temperatures for this time of year as we get closer to the weekend. Looks like for Friday night, a warming is in store with low temperatures back into the single digits. Then, as we head into the weekend, Saturday night, low temperatures will be right around seasonal averages. Average highs around this time of year, 44 degrees, and our average lows around 20 degrees. For tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around minus 9, with west-northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. By Friday, we'll see lots of sunshine, high near 19 degrees, with afternoon winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Friday night's looking mostly clear, with a low around 8 degrees, south-southwest winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday's looking mostly sunny, with a high near 35, with south-southwest winds at 5 to 10. Saturday night, we're looking mostly clear, with a low around 23 degrees and southwest winds around 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula, back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. To the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading the Elmwood Murdoch Knights 27-19 here in this Class C2 Girls Subdistrict. Tomorrow night, I will be in Tecumseh for our final regular season boys game. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds will be hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. That game is a boys game only, of course, tomorrow night, and that's scheduled for 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll have it for you live right here on Sunny 101.3. I want to remind you also, coming up Monday night here on Sunny, I'll be right back here in Johnson for the boys D1 sub-district, Sacred Heart Irish and the HTRS Titans, the boys and girls squaring off in the sub-district Class D1 here at Johnson Brock. That's coming up Monday night, and I believe that's a 6:30 tip-off coming up on Monday. All right, ready to move back to live action here. We go into the third quarter. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. The inbound pass comes into Chloe Weiss. She feeds to Ottoman in the paint. Right back up top, it comes to Weiss. A cross-court pass near side, Daly Pelican. Lob pass to Buckmeyer. Underneath, Ottoman lays it up off the glass. Couldn't get it. Nice job defensively by Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy comes down with a defensive board and gets the outlet pass out to Hurdle. Top of the key right side is Manns with the basketball. On the dribble to the near side. Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy holds it. There's Manns for a long three that won't go, and the rebound to Ottoman. Ottoman gets it down court. to Pelican. Daily Pelican, very patiently into forecourt, finds Buckmeyer. Now Barron's in the corner. Barron's had a big night last night, 16 points, had 12 in the first half. Pelican holds the ball, feeds to Barron's in the paint. Barron's goes in for a driving layup and gets fouled. And Brooklyn Barron's will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Brooklyn does a great job of that, taking the ball to the hole once she gets it inside the lane. She's either going to score on you or you're probably going to have to foul her in most cases. Fouls on Fleshman. Fleshman's second personal, first team foul of the quarter. Free throw is up and good for Brooklyn Barron's. She has 5 points now in the game. And the lead is back to nine. This equals the biggest lead of the ball game. Brooklyn Barron's second shot is up. This one is off. It won't go. The rebound comes down to Elmwood Murdoch. Clearing it out of there is Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy flips the pass out to Manns. Brooklyn Manns. Across the timeline to Zoe Zirit. Zirit goes inside the paint. Here's a try for three from the right elbow that's off the mark. Rebound to Zirit. Zirit circles into the corner left side. Clears a pass back to Fleshman. Ball stolen away. Chloe Weiss. Chloe with Fleshman. Goes in for the driving layup. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jalen Fleshman. On Fleshman, her third personal, second team foul of the quarter, and will put Chloe Weiss at the free throw line. Chloe has 5 points tonight on a tray and a deuce. This will be her first attempt at the charity stripe. 6:43 to go, third quarter. Weiss's free throw is up. It is in and out. Second attempt coming up for Chloe Weiss. Back into the lineup comes Asley Hurdle. Hurdle started the ballgame. She's in replacing Jalen Fleshman now for the Lady Knights. Chloe Weiss, second free throw is up. This one is good. She gets that. And that is the biggest lead of the ballgame right now, 29-19. Johnson Brock up by 10 with 6:43 to go here in the third quarter. Here's a long three left side that rims off. Hurdle with the rebound. They bring it back to the top of the key. Second attempt is up and good. Backemeyer missed the first three. They got the rebound, kicked it back out to her. She came right back and nailed it on her second attempt from the same spot. Now Barron's puts it into Ottoman under the basket. Ottoman's shot won't go. Nice job on the rebound defensively by Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy works against Buckmeyer, gets it down into forecourt to the left side of the lane, finds Brooklyn Mann, skip pass across court to the far side, goes to Backemeyer. Man-to-man defense here by Johnson Brock. Three from the top of the circle is off. Rebound, zero. Johnson Brock kind of standing around on the defensive boards here. Shot up, baseline, off, no good. Ottoman takes the ball away, gets it to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer starts up the floor and gets called for traveling as she collided with Brooke Gowdy. Buckmeyer kind of got blindsided here. Gowdy was set up behind her as Buckmeyer caught the ball, and when she started up the floor, she collided with Gowdy and gets called for traveling. 29-22. Lead is 7. 5:51 to go here in the third quarter at Johnson. With the basketball left wing, Manns flips it to the top of the circle, hands ball to Backemeyer. Annie Backemeyer wants to go inside the lane. Ottoman won't let her go. There's a steal. Daly Pelican driving layup, couldn't get it. Ball is loose. It goes out of bounds off of Barron's. Boy, it looked like Pelican was going to have a breakaway lay-in. There was a double-team defense on her. She couldn't get the layup, and then when Barron's tried to come down with the ball, it went off her foot out of bounds. Elmwood Murdoch kind of dodged a bullet there because Pelican had a nice steal on a run-out layup going. To the left side, here's a shot up over Ottoman that doesn't go. That was Gowdy. Gowdy trying to work the baseline, reverse lay-in up and good. Brooke Gowdy with a nice reverse layup. You don't see a lot of that in girls basketball. Went under the hoop and did the little, put a little English on the ball and spun it off the glass and dropped it in. The lead is down to 5, 29-24. Buckmeyer inside Barron's. Barron's gets the ball tipped and knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Asley Hurdle, the freshman. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Chloe Weiss will inbound it. Stands under her own basket. Chloe lobs it up top to Brooklyn Barron's. Right back it comes to Weiss to the near side. Here's a long three that's put up from the right wing, off, no good by Pelican. The rebound taken down by Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy gets rid of the basketball to Hurdle. They come right back to Gowdy. Weiss chases Gowdy down four with it. Hand the ball off to Manns. Brooklyn men's had 12 in the first half. She averages 14 and a half per ballgame. Had not scored yet here in the second half. Mann takes it all the way to the baseline. Now feeds to Zirut. Zirut goes into the corner. Back to Mann. Ball taken away. Barrett, fast break. Weiss out ahead of the defense. Driving lay-in. Couldn't get it. She gets slammed into the wall. And Chloe Weiss will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Well, Elmwood Murdoch had two choices. They could let Chloe Weiss get the easy lay-in, or they could take her out like they did and make her earn them at the free throw line. That foul is going to be on Annie Backemeyer, her second. Team foul number three of the quarter. Weiss at the line to shoot two. First one is up and good. Chloe's now made two out of three from the free throw line, and she has 7 points in the basketball game. Chloe Weiss, second free throw is on the way. It's up. This one is off. It's tipped out by Fockmeyer in traffic, coming out with the ball. Great job on the defensive boards there by Asley Hurdle, the freshman. Hurdle took that away from three defenders from Johnson Brock and gets the outlet pass out. This is Gowdy with the ball now to the near side, Brooklyn Manns. Manns can't get around Pelican. Pelican had the steal momentarily. He goes out of bounds off of Manns. Pelican just harassed her long enough there that Manns lost the ball out of bounds. And Johnson Brock gets it back, courtesy of the defensive effort by Daly Pelican. 30-24. Johnson Brock by six. They've led by as much as 10. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Taryn Ottoman penetrates into the paint. Bounce pass comes out to Chloe Weiss. Weiss goes to Buckmeyer in the corner. Looking underneath for Ottoman. Nothing there. Back up top, Weiss. Now Buckmeyer feeds Ottoman under the basket. Ottoman, reverse lay-in. No, got her own rebound. Rebound, Behrens. Behrens tries to come out of there with it. And a held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow goes to Elmwood Murdoch. Lady Knights get the ball. 3:27 to go, third quarter. It's been a tough one all night here. Johnson Brock did lead by 10 momentarily. Right now they're up by 6, 30-24. Elmwood Murdoch's basketball. They come on the attack here offensively. Zoe Zirut with the ball. Zirut across court goes to Brooklyn Manns. Manns feeds it inside the paint. Almost losing it was Hurdle. Now it does go out of bounds, but it went off of Johnson Brock. It'll stay with the Lady Knights. Shot clock at 17. Inbounding it will be Brooklyn Manns under her own basket. Manns to toss it in. Stands just to the left side of the backboard on the baseline. Bounce pass in the traffic. The ball gets away out of bounds. Ooh, Brooke Gowdy lost it out of bounds, but the referee here from the near side says it's Elmwood Murdoch's basketball. Not sure I saw it that way, but Elmwood Murdoch has the ball. Backemeyer inbounds it. Tosses it up to Gowdy. Gowdy spin move against Weiss. Here's a three from the corner. Up and good. Zoe Zirut with her first basket of the night as she hits a three from the right wing. It's suddenly a three-point lead. Johnson Brock was up by 10 moments ago, and now the lead is down to three, 30-27. Daly Pelican, a cross-court pass, goes to Buckmeyer down in the corner. One dribble for Buckmeyer, feeds to Ottoman, going inside to Behrens. Behrens can't get a shot up. Back to the top of the key, Pelican for three. It's off the rim. Rebound Behrens, rebound taken away by Hurdle. Hurdle gets the outlet pass, and now a chance to tie or pull within one for Elmwood Murdoch. Down by three, 30-27. Here come the Lady Knights. Brooklyn Manns has the basketball. Across court, Zirut finds Manns into Gowdy in the paint. Gowdy backs in against Ottoman. Bounce pass to the corner. Nearly got away. Zirut chases it down. Ball stolen away by Behrens. Behrens comes up court. Defender chasing her down. They tip the ball out. Stolen back the other direction. Fast break with a basketball. Backemeyer pulls up. Jump shot off the glass. Got it for two. Backemeyer hit the two on the bank shot. 1 point ball game, 30-29. Johnson Brock by one. Timeout taken by the Lady Eagles. 1:45 to go in the third quarter. 1 point ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, Elwood Murdoch has gone on a 10-1 run here in the last 5 minutes. At the 6:43 mark, Johnson Brock led it 29-19. Now with 1:45 to go, just 5 minutes later, it's 30-29. A 10-1 run over a 5 minute span here of playing time for Elwood Murdoch. Coach Jeff Ottoman decided to take time out. He took a full time out to settle his girls down here a little bit while they're still clinging to a one-point lead. Johnson Brock led by 8 at halftime. We're up by as much as 9 in the first half, up by as much as 10 here in the third quarter. 1:45 to go. Johnson Brock up by a point, has the basketball. Inbound the ball to Chloe Weiss. She'll come down and set up the offense with a pass to Buckmeyer. Inside to Ottoman. Back up top to Weiss. Right wing, Pelican. Now they go to Behrens in the corner on the right side. They're looking for Ottoman under there. They get it into Ottoman. She's going to turn around, put the shot up off. No good. Buckmeyer comes down with a rebound. He got clobbered. Buckmeyer fighting hard under there. Brooklyn has done a great job on the boards tonight. I know I'm becoming redundant, but she just keeps going up and getting the rebounds. The foul is going to be on Jalen Fleischman, her fourth personal, and that's the fourth team foul of the quarter on Elwood Murdoch. Weiss will inbound it. New shot clock, 35 seconds. They lob it up to Ottoman, top of the key. Ottoman goes off to Pelican with the basketball on the left side. Now to Weiss into the corner. Buckmeyer inside Ottoman. Shot is up. It won't go. And the rebound brought out, kicked out nicely by Behrens. They get it to Zoe Weiss. Left side Buckmeyer. Ottoman is down deep in the corner. Tries to move to the basket. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Elwood Murdoch. As Ottoman tried to go to the hoop, a foul on Zoe Zirat. That is the 15th foul. So that's going to send Ottoman to the line, where she'll be shooting two shots here for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Ottoman will be at the line. After three quarters in Fall City, Sacred Heart leading HTRS 39-32 down there in the Class D sub-district. First free throw is up and good for Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman with 14 points now in the game. Second shot coming here. JB with a two-point lead, 31-29, 1:06 to go in the third quarter. Taryn Ottoman, second free throw is up. This one is good also. Taryn has hit 6 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight and has 15 points in the game for the Lady Eagles. 32-29, Johnson Brock by 3, 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Zoe Zirat. Zirat to the right elbow. Backemeyer has it. Back up it comes to Backemeyer to the top of the circle. Grayson Haynes on the dribble. Haynes guarded. There's a steal. The steal by Behrens, driving, laying up, got it, and got knocked to the floor, but no foul. Behrens slow getting up. She got the lay-in, knocked down. No foul was called. Johnson Brock back up by 5, 34 seconds to go. Here's a collision on the left sideline. Behrens went flying across the floor. And I think Brooklyn Behrens is going to get tagged for the personal. She got ran over there. On Brooklyn, her first team foul of the quarter. 33 seconds to play here in the period. Shot clock is turned off. Johnson Brock by 5, 34-29. Elwood Murdoch with a chance to play for the final shot. Zirat at the free throw line. Zirat goes up to Brooklyn Manns with the pass. Manns comes to the near side to Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer, one dribble, goes to Zirat. 15 on the shot clock. Zirat takes it all the way to the baseline left side, trying to shoot over Buckmeyer. That won't happen. Kicks it out to Gowdy. Gowdy tries to work it in against Weiss. Weiss picks up Zirat. Here's an open shot from the corner for 3. They're going to give her 3. Well inside the 3-point line. Oh, my goodness. Backemeyer got credit for the 3 at the buzzer, and it's a 2-point ball game, 34-32. She was well inside the line, folks. We'll take a one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles are clinging to a two-point lead here. They're up 34-32 with 8 minutes up on the clock, and we're set to move into the fourth and final stanza. It'll be Johnson Brock with the first possession of this fourth period. They inbound the ball to Weiss. They find Ottoman in the lane. Back up top to Weiss, around to Pelican. Now Buckmeyer. They're wanting to go into Ottoman with it. Ottoman is triple teamed and now goes up with a shot and scores. They all collapsed on Taryn Ottoman. She somehow rose up through all those traffic and laid it in. Put it down, and that puts Johnson Brock back up by four, 36-32. Eagles looking for their 24th win in a row here. Here's a driving lay-in up and good from the left side. Great move to the basket there by Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy's got 8 points now for Elmwood Burdock. It's back to a two-point basketball game, 36-34. Into the corner. Buckmeyer feeds it inside to Weiss. In the corner comes Behrens with the ball. Again, they're looking for Ottoman. Under the basket, shot is up and good. Getting it into Taryn Ottoman is obviously the game plan here late in the contest. Ottoman with back-to-back buckets. The lead is back to four. 38-34. 6:54 to play. Ottoman working against Gowdy. Gowdy can't get to the paint. Commands in the corner. Mans has it go over her head. Steal. Weiss. Weiss has got Pelican coming down with her. Weiss tries to go up with a shot. A whistle and an offensive foul. Wow. Had some kind of controversial calls here. Weiss was going in for a layup. The defender ran around in front of her. And somehow, Chloe Weiss came out of that with a personal foul. Her second, team foul number one. 38-34. Johnson Brock up by four. 6.5 minutes to play in this one. Girls C2 sub-district. Here comes a three-pointer from the right wing. That's good. Off the glass, bounced up. Zoe Zirrett hits a three. And it's a one-point basketball game. 38-37 with 6:18 to go in the contest. Inside to Ottoman. A push foul on the baseline. They shoved Ottoman out of there this time. That foul is going to go against Elmwood Murdoch. Honestly, I'll have to wait till they put it on the board. There were two or three defenders in there. They're going to charge it to Hurdle. Hurdle's second personal, first team foul of the quarter. Lob pass comes to Ottoman, top of the circle, in the right side. Chloe Weiss almost has it taken away. Johnson Brock still clinging to a one-point lead. They've never relinquished the lead. Here's Weiss for three. It does not go, but the rebound comes down to Behrens and a new shot clock. Behrens to the left side, Buckmeyer looking for Ottoman. She's triple-teamed. Now Pelican tries the three. It doesn't go, and the rebound again comes down to Johnson Brock. Weiss comes up with it, goes to Buckmeyer in the left corner. Buckmeyer feeds into Ottoman. Ball is loose. Stolen away inside by Gowdy. Chance now for Elmwood Murdoch to take their first lead of the ballgame. Down by one, 38-37. Lady Knights have the basketball. 5.5 minutes to go. Turnaround shot up and good. Rick Gowdy got it down. And it's 39-38, the first lead of the ballgame for Elmwood Murdoch with 5:22 to play in the contest. Here come the Eagles on the attack now. Trying to regain the lead. Buckmeyer in the corner. Skip pass comes to Weiss. Underneath, Behrens. Behrens goes up with a shot. Got hammered. No whistle. Behrens with another shot. Got knocked to the floor, and no call. Benz gets knocked down, and now they're going to get a foul call, I believe, for leading with the elbow here. He's going to go on Brooke Gotti. Gotti came out with the ball, led out there with the elbow, and they blew the whistle and the foul. Now that's going to go on Hurdle. Got it instead. Her third. Johnson Brock gets the ball back, down by one. Behrens goes out. Here's Pelican for a three that does not go. Rebound, Weiss. Follow shot. Weiss is going to be fouled. Chloe Weiss is going to be at the free throw line. She pulled down the rebound, tried to go in for the putback to lay it up and was fouled. She'll be at the line shooting two shots. Timeout taken. Elmwood Murdoch there up by one, 39-38, 4:56 to play in the ballgame. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in Southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8711.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back with you at Johnson Brock High School. 4 minutes, 56 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Johnson Brock trailing for the first time. They're down by one, 39-38, after leading throughout the ballgame. They led by as much as 10 back in the third quarter, 29-19. Since then, it's been a 19-10 run here for the ladies from Elmwood Murdoch. When play is resumed, Chloe Weiss is at the line to shoot two shots, a chance to tie or take the lead if she can hit them both. First one is up and hits the back of the iron. It's off, no good. She'll get another attempt to try and tie the ball game. 4:56 to play, under 5 minutes to go. Chloe Weiss, second free throw. It's on the way up, and it is off also. Ball goes out of bounds, but it goes off of Elmwood Murdoch. Taryn Ottoman was down there fighting with Gowdy for that rebound. It went out of bounds off of Elmwood Murdoch. Johnson Brock will have it. 4:55 to go. Inbounding it will be Chloe Weiss. She'll stand on the baseline under her own basket. Lobs it up top. Comes up to Pelican with it, who gives to Buckmeyer. Hand off to Behrens in the corner. Across court, Ottoman. Ottoman back again. Inside. Across court pass. In Ottoman. Ottoman shot off the glass. Up and good. Taryn Ottoman now has 21 points in the basketball game, and the lead is back to Johnson Brock, 40-39, with 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Now Elmwood Murdoch, a chance to try and retake the lead. There's a ball stolen by Weiss. Weiss holds it up. She's just going to preserve the possession and set the offense. 1 point lead, Johnson Brock, 40-39. Eagles basketball into Ottoman in the paint. Back up top, Weiss around the horn. Pelican down to Buckmeyer on the right side, deep in the corner. Looking for Ottoman. Lob pass tipped away. Nice job under there by Gowdy. They try to lob it into Ottoman. Gowdy tipped the ball out. Tipped it to Backemeyer. Backemeyer gets it into forecourt. Gowdy in the paint from the right corner. Long shot off. No good. Rebound Pelican. Oh, Pelican goes down hard. And she's got a bad shoulder to start with. That cannot be helpful, the fall on that shoulder. She is in pain. Daly's going to stay in the ball game, maybe not. I think they're going to pull her out of here. She went down hard. In replacing her, checking in will be Kinley Weiss, the freshman. Daly Pelican went down hard as she got the steal. She paid for it by hitting the floor hard on that sore shoulder, but she did get the ball back for her teammates. 40-39. Johnson Brock up by one. The clock down to 3:41 to go. Kinley Weiss, who just checked in now for Pelican, handles the basketball. Weiss gets the lob pass back to the top of the key to the left side to Chloe Weiss. Sister to sister out here at the top of the circle. In the paint, they try to put it into Kinley Weiss, and a held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow goes to Elmwood Murdoch. Lady Knights with another chance to take the lead here. Trailing by one, 40-39. 3:25 to go in the ball game. Elmwood Burdock with the basketball. They came in here 18-6. Johnson Brock on a 23-game winning streak at 23-1. Gowdy almost lost the handle, and now we're going to have a reach-in foul going to be called on the Eagles. Looks like the foul may go on Kinley Weiss, I think. Well, I'm going to have to wait till they put that up. They still haven't posted it. Elwin Murdoch will have the ball. Yes, Kinley Weiss gets called for the personal. Here's the inbound pass, deflected away, knocked out of bounds. That is, incidentally, the second team foul, only the second on Johnson Brock. Elwin Murdoch lobs it into the top of the circle. They bring it up to Brooklyn Manns. Elwin Murdoch down by one with the basketball into the paint. They come to the left wing with it. Fleshman almost lost a handle on it. Fleshman gets the ball back. Behrens picks her up defensively. Ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Buckmeyer. Shot clock down to 18 seconds. 2:53 to go now. We're under 3 minutes to play. Johnson Brock with a one-point lead. They led by as much as 10. Top of the circle, inbound pass to Jalen Fleshman. Fleshman beats to Brooklyn Manns. Off to Fleshman. Gowdy in the paint, and a reach-in foul. Probably going to go on Buckmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer tried to bat that ball away. That's her third personal, 13th foul of the period on Johnson Brock. 2:46 to go in the ball game. 40-39. Eagles up by one. Here's a three on the way from the left wing that's off the rim. A battle for the rebound. Gowdy, follow shot up and good. Brooke Gowdy got the put back. She's got 12. Elwood Burdock back on top at 41-40 at the 2:28 mark to go in the ballgame. There's a long three. Ottoman in and out of there. Buckmeyer with the rebound. Saves it, but tips it in, and it goes to Elwood Burdock. Lady Knights now with a one-point lead and the basketball. 2:15 to go in the ballgame. Elwood Burdock trailed throughout the entire ballgame, took their first lead at the four-and-a-half-minute mark of the fourth quarter. They now lead it by one. In trouble on the baseline. Timeout's going to be taken. Elwood Murdoch to preserve the possession with 2:04 to go. Lady Knights up by one. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We've got a dandy going here at Johnson tonight. 2:04 to go in the ballgame. Elwood Murdoch up by 141-40. They have the basketball under their own basket with 18 seconds on the shot clock. Inbound the pass. It comes into Zoe Zirrett on the right side. Here's a three on the way that's short with the rebound to Gowdy. Follow shot, Gowdy. Oh, it's stuck between the backboard and the rim. Possession arrow points to Johnson Brock. What a tough break there for Elwood Murdoch to have the basketball get stuck up there between the rim and the backboard. So they'll have to knock it loose with another basketball. Johnson Brock now will get the ball back with a minute 54 to go in the game, trailing by one, 41-40. Chloe Weiss will inbound it. There will be no pressure from Elwood Murdoch. They're going to drop back and set up in their defense in the backcourt. Inbounding the ball, it comes into Pelican, who's back into the ball game now. Pelican checked back in, replacing Weiss in the corner right side. Kinley Weiss back on the bench. Buckmeyer goes inside to Weiss. Weiss in traffic. Had to dribble out of a triple team under there. Back to the top of the key. Ottoman launches a three and hit it. Bullseye for Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman, a huge three-pointer. And that puts Johnson Brock back up by two with 1:33 to go. Timeout taken by the Eagles. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
Pulled up and took a three from a couple of feet outside the three-point arc on the right elbow, spliced that one in with nothing but net, and that three-pointer gave Johnson Brock a two-point lead now with a minute 33 to go. Ottoman, incidentally, 24 points in the ballgame tonight. She averages 18.5 on the season. Tonight she's got 24. So, a minute 33 to play, 43-41. Coming out of the timeout, Johnson up by two. Of course, the basketball will belong to Elmwood Murdoch. They'll play it in under the Johnson Brock basket. Lady Eagles are going to pick them up at half court here with a little bit of pressure. They inbound the pass to Zoe Zira. They're going to give full court pressure to him now. Zira across to Gowdy. Gowdy trapped over there. Back to the near side. Backemeyer gets it across the timeline just before the 10-second count. Zoe Zira fans chanting defense here for Johnson Brock. Zero on the right side. Johnson fans up on their feet, applauding, trying to fire him up. Here comes a three from the corner that's off with the rebound. Comes down to Brooklyn Manns. That did not touch the rim. Shot clock at six. Manns in the corner. Right side. Gowdy tries to back in on Buckmeyer. Fall away shot up. Off, no good. Ottoman came down with a rebound. A whistle and a held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow, Johnson Brock. Clock down to 57 seconds to go. Johnson Brock with the basketball up by two, 43-41. Inbounded, comes in to Weiss. Chloe Weiss across the timeline. 51 seconds on the game clock, 28 on the shot clock. With the ball is Behrens at the top of the key. Then Chloe Weiss, lob pass, Ottoman in traffic. Ottoman shot up, no, couldn't get it. The rebound comes down to Gowdy. Gowdy dribbles out, down across midcourt, across the timeline. Gowdy wants to take it all the way. She goes in and collides big time with Behrens. I don't know if we're going to have a shooting foul, a blocking foul, an offensive foul. This could go any direction. And the foul is going to go against Johnson Brock with 32 seconds to play in the ballgame. The foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her fourth. Team foul number four. Shooting two is Gowdy. Shot is up and off. No good. She missed it. Britt Gowdy missed the first one. She'll have a second shot coming. Johnson Brock up 43-41, 32 seconds to play. Gowdy can make it a one-point ball game. Shot is up, it's good. She hit the second one. It's a one-point contest. Johnson Brock, the shot clock is turned off. They don't have to shoot the ball. Just on the dribble. They can play it out here up by one and make them come out and foul. They're doing a good job of it. Ottoman on the dribble. Nobody's fouled yet. Ottoman with the ball now. Finally a foul. Boy, they let a lot of time elapse there. We're down to 17 seconds before they committed the foul. See, Johnson Brock had 33 seconds when they got the ball, and they got 16 of those ran off before the foul came. Ottoman at the line. She's made 6 out of 7 tonight. You're shooting 2. Shot is up. Got it! Hit the front of the rim, and then it crawled over and got in for her. The lead is back to 2, 44-42. This is a squeaker, folks, coming right down to the final wire here. Taryn Ottoman, the senior, takes a huge free throw here. Shot is up and no good. Short off the front of the rim. Gowdy with the rebound. Gives the outlet pass. Down court to Manns. It's a two-point contest. They get it into forecourt with 11 seconds to go. Timeout taken, Elmwood Murdoch. I'm going to keep it here live. I don't want to break away and miss anything here. We have 11 seconds to play in the basketball game, and we'll set the stage for you. The score, 44-42. Johnson Brock with a two-point lead. The Eagles led by as much as 10. They have never trailed by more than one. They were behind. They trailed 39-38. They trailed 41-40. Now they lead it 43-42. That was courtesy of that big three-point bucket by Taryn Ottoman at the 1:33 mark. So here's the situation. 11 seconds left to play, 11.4 to be exact. Elmwood Murdoch will have the basketball. They'll inbound it in forecourt on the far side in front of the scorer's table. Trailing by two, 42-44. A two-pointer would force overtime. A three would, of course, win it for him. On the floor for Johnson Brock, Brooklyn Barons, Daily Pelican, Brooklyn Buckmeyer, Coy Weiss, Taryn Ottoman. They'll set up in their man-to-man defense. Inbounding the pass, Annie Buckmeyer. It's going to come down to a final shot. To Gowdy, top of the key. Gowdy to the left side. Chasing her is Pelican. Gowdy beats to the left wing. Shot is up. Blocked away by Pelican. Pelican with the steal. Blocked the shot and got the steal, and she's fouled. Daley Pelican just won the basketball game for the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. Daley Pelican went up, blocked the shot. Putting the shot up was Annie Backemeyer. Pelican blocked it, then grabbed the loose basketball, and she will go to the line with 1.6 seconds to play. It would be a miracle now for Elwood Murdoch to be able to pull this one out. Pelican can put it away for sure if she can hit both of these, but right now, 1.6 seconds to go. It appears that Daley Pelican just won the ball game with that block shot on the baseline. Pelican shooting two for the sophomore. The free throw is on the way. It's up and it is off. It does not go. She'll have another attempt here. It's a two-point lead, 44-42, 1.6 seconds on the score clock. Pelican's second free throw is up, and it is good. She got it. Three-point lead, 1.6 seconds. They'll just have to launch a half-court shot. It'll take a miracle, and it's off no good, and the Johnson Brock Eagles escape tonight with the win. The final score, Johnson Brock 45, Elwood Murdoch 42. 45-42. The Johnson Brock girls have just picked up their 24th win in a row. After losing their season opener to Lincoln Christian, they have now strung together 24 straight wins, winning their sub-district, and they move on to the district championship to try and punch their ticket to the state basketball tournament. 45-42, your final. Stay with us. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with a post-game show right after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
45-42, our final score tonight here at Johnson Brock. The Johnson Brock Eagles with their 24th consecutive win on this season. They win their sub-districts over Elmwood Murdoch. We have a final now from Fall City also. In that D2 sub-district, the Sacred Heart Irish girls have defeated HTRS. The final 53-40 in that one. 53-40, Sacred Heart with the win over HTRS. That game was heard live tonight over on KTNC. John Nixon had the call. All right, Time now for our post-game scoring recap here from Johnson Brock. Let's take a look at the scoring and all the individual numbers. First of all, for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. Elmwood led tonight by Brooke Gowdy. She had 13 points. Brooklyn Manns was also in double figures with 12. Annie Backemeyer had 11. 6 points for Zoe Zirith, and that adds up to 42 for the Lady Knights. From the free throw line, Elmwood Murdoch made 4 out of 8 from the charity stripe. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, big night for Taryn Ottoman, the senior. 25 points in the contest, 13 in the first half, 12 in the second half. Brooklyn Barons had 7. Chloe Weiss had 7. 4 for Daly Pelican, and Brooklyn Buckmeyer added 2. And that adds up to 45 for Johnson Brock. Free throw shooting, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles tonight hit 10 out of 20 from the free throw line. So, Johnson Brock 24-1 with the win. Elmwood Murdoch finishes their season at 18-9 on the season. Certainly respectable outing for Paul Dwyer and his Lady Knights. Our congratulations to them on a great season. So, now we look forward to the district finals. That will be played Friday night, 1 week from tomorrow night, and we'll have live coverage of that for you probably here on Sunny 101.3. Whenever, wherever, I would expect Johnson Brock to be hosting here with that 24-1 record. They should be the top seed into this thing, and I would expect them to be here at home, and if they are, of course, well, wherever they are, we'll have coverage for you. We want to assure you we will follow the Johnson Brock girls. I want to remind you, tomorrow night I'll have our final boys regular season game of the year. I will be in Tecumseh tomorrow night as the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds will be hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. That tip-off is set for 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. I'll have the play-by-play for you right here on Sunny 101.3. Then coming up Monday night, I'll be back here at Johnson Brock for Boys D1 Sub-District. It'll be the Sacred Heart Irish and the HTS Titans. That game is scheduled for a 6:30 tip-off. That'll be here on Sunny coming up on Monday. So basketball coming your way Friday night and Monday night. Then we'll move on into Girls Sub-District, Boys Sub-District action possibly on Tuesday. We may be using both KTNC and Sunny 101.3. We just have to wait and see how the games all play out, who wins, and where we're going to be. So just stay tuned to Sunny 101.3, or you can check in with my Facebook page, Randy Gatula, or the Sunny 101.3 Facebook page. We will keep you posted there with our latest plans for our coverage here on the stations. So, again, the final, we want to repeat that final score from Fall City, Sacred Heart 53, HTRS 40 in the girls' sub-district down there. So that about wraps it up for tonight's coverage from here at Johnson. For Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles 45, the Elmwood Murdoch Knights 42. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. Stay warm. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.